Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Welcome to part 4 of our podcast for the 2014 AVN Awards nomination process. Merry Christmas to all of you. It is about 2 in the morning on Christmas. I'm doing a special blog on Christmas to be posted the day after because I'll be gone for the holiday. Hope wherever you are and however you're celebrating, if you're celebrating, that you're doing so with loved ones and friends. And thank you for taking the time out to listen to this during this busy time, or whenever you happen to be listening. Before we get on to part 4, and for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, this is my yearly series dedicated to the AVN Awards and the voting process. You can listen to part 1 of this for a more complete overview. Please go ahead and do that. Basically, I'm a voter, have been for a while, and every year we get together like this and we talk about the process. And in so doing, I hope you guys realize what a really difficult task it is to choose from these lists of, 8 to 15 movies or performers or series or companies, and, maybe sort of get an idea as to how this is done. As promised, though, before we get to this, I'm going to take a look at some feedback. You can always leave feedback at the bottom of this page. There's a comment button. You can also drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com, or on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe at Twitter. I will take all of that. And before we get to that even, let me say once again, any lovely ladies out there who want to tweet or send over a sexy picture while we're doing one of these, we can talk about you during your category. Won't influence the voting at all, but hey, we'll talk about you, and anybody listening can run visit you real quick. So keep that in mind. During this tough voting period, we all like to get nice pictures once in a while. Okay, the first comment comes from Don Houston, a critic for xcritic.com. Someone I respect greatly, someone who sees as many, if not more, movies than I do, reviews a bunch of them, often has great things to say. We have really good conversations. He comments after the first podcast, I agree that there are too many haters, the kind that whine incessantly, that it was rigged, that it was all tied to advertising, the same people always win, and that their flavor of the week wasn't picked either for a nom or a win. That's the end of his quote there. I'll get back to it. But that was basically addressing the fact that I do try and talk a little bit about how this is done, that I'm not directly tied to AVN. They allow me to vote as an independent reviewer, so advertising and things like that do not affect me. It's not rigged. I vote for the people that I think deserve it. We all have our personal favorites, obviously, but we do try and keep it as fair as possible and go from there. Don continues, I also agree that some of the directors and performers would do well to make compilation discs or even written bios that provide enough detail to help elevate their profile with voters. Perhaps something your own PR efforts could incorporate in the future. Absolutely, we were talking again that some directors in the past have sent a couple of their DVDs with an intro letter. Because obviously, I see a lot of movies. Some of the critics probably see less, some see more. But quite often, we get stuff from big companies, but maybe not focus on an individual performer or director. It is something that my PR efforts through PipelineMultimedia.com, shameless plug for all of your porn and mainstream needs, drop me a line there, Rog@PipelineMultimedia.com. We'll do a little awards rush for you. So it is something we have incorporated in the past. Last year, we did something like that for Rubber Bordello. And it did very well, so we're obviously very happy. Soma Snake Oil's production there, we did that. So that's something we continue. Don continues, and I'm about to take a drink, which is horrible for podcasting and radio, but I'm enjoying a Shock Top Honeycrisp Apple Wheat this evening. Ah, delicious. All girl. A couple stood out in terms of depth, a few stood out in terms of breadth of performance this year, a few doing both. BBW, yeah, the technical qualities are often lacking, and a few make efforts to elevate their profile to those who might appreciate them. That's very true, Don. The BBW performers are sort of in a niche of their own, and very few of them actually reach out. Kelly Shibari does. We had a really good conversation on Twitter about this very thing, and again, go back and listen to the first one if you'd like. I think that the quality of BBW porn needs to get better. The performers are there. We just got to get better quality. Kelly Shibari and also Carla Lane reaches out, and she's incredibly hot. Really like her. Some others also. Finally, he goes on Best Actor, Hit or Miss. Same as Best Actress, though I agree with your sentiments on Best Actress. My own ranking listing Jessica Drake higher than Allie Hayes in the listed productions, both near the top. Yeah, I mean, Jessica Drake, to me, could almost always win that award right now. She's such a good actor, but actress, but Allie Hayes in Clerks was fantastic. The rest, in some of the more general categories, the nominating committee did such a good job that it is tough to rank order on them. I keep going back to change specific ranks all the time. Sounds like Don is a tinkerer. Those of you who watch The League know what that means. I tinker with my own ballot on occasion. I try not to do it too much. But again, briefly, so we don't take up all of our time with feedback. For those of you who do not know, the AVN voting system is a weighted voting system. First place gets the most points, and so on. For example, Best New Starlet. I'll just look on my ballot here. There are 15 names on there. So if one voted for example, let's say one voted Dylan Harper, 8th. She gets 8 points. And then the first place person would get 15. Last place would get 1. So obviously you want to make sure that you rank 1 through 15, because it does matter. You know, I may have Cindy Starfall or AJ Applegate or Christy Mack number 1 on my ballot. Somebody else might have them drop down to 5, and that can make the difference between first and second, obviously. So that's what he meant there. It does get tough, and we do end up tinkering quite a bit, and it's just kind of the way it is. So we'll go on to Don's next comment now. So on the second one, Don also commented, and hey guys, if you want this read, you know, step up like Don did. Don writes, excellent point on combining genres, putting in intense sexual gonzo against watered-down exotica is sure to create a division among voters. I favor gonzo like you do, so putting something less interesting, particularly when big gonzo companies are casting great high-end top performers, while the smaller companies seem to have one or two good names at best. This was about some categories where, in fact, Best All-Sex title, there's some very pretty, softer movies up against, you know, traditional hardcore gonzo, and that's kind of a an interesting thing for me. I'm not saying it's bad. It just sort of creates a situation where a voter's personal preferences and favorites really come in. Someone like Don or myself, who do favor the harder gonzo, are we going to look at maybe New Sensation's romance movie without a story the same way we'd look at Weapons of Mass Destruction? And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'm not going to do a lot of categories, obviously, in this podcast, but so we'll put a pin in this subject, but we can go back to something that I've discussed for 15 years as a critic, which is subjective versus objective, and how our personal preferences always come into play with porn, more so than any other art form. Don continues, Weapons of Mass Destruction versus Wet Asses is a big plus. But at this writing, Jules Jordan Video has not sent out any voting screeners, so while you and I know how amazing they were, other voters will likely be put off if they did not otherwise see the titles. I am currently looking locally for a handful of titles that have not come in for voting, which ends in a week. Yes, it does. It ends, I believe, on the 30th or 31st. I doubt very much that in the majority of voters are going to skip so many high-profile gonzo categories involving Jules Jordan. Again, I see them all year long, like you do, which is true, I get them all year, but we do get these things at the end as well. The term too big to fail coming to mind in a couple of ways, dozens of titles in a great many categories, often arguably the best or close to the top. Perhaps there should be a provision for a neutral mark if a voter has seen 13 or 14 titles in a category. Better answer for being longer voting period and companies shipping titles more promptly, if not all year long, to known voters. Excellent points there, Don. I think they send them all at the end to remind us, because the fact is, in your case, you work for X-Critic. I'm sure you get pretty much whatever you want, but some other writers who write for the site, like those who write for Raj Reviews, don't always get everything. I'm not going to let every Jules Jordan title leave my office. I may review it and decide to keep it in my personal collection. I may review it and have it borrowed by a friend and never see it again. You know who you are, and you guys owe me a bunch of movies. Come on, step up now. So sending them throughout the year, and some companies don't send them to people they've already sent them to. So, but you know, my point was that not everybody gets them all. So that's kind of why they do that. Also, you know, they want to make sure that it's new, and we need to rewatch sometimes because you can't keep everything that comes to you. I don't know what you do with yours, Don. I'm sure you don't keep all of them. It would take 1 or 2 years to just fill most people's living spaces with just too much porn. Getting them out promptly, I think most companies try. It's Christmas now. I've got a week, but you're right. I haven't seen Jules' stuff come in yet. I got several other boxes today, though. So the Manwin box finally came in today, and that's got just tons of stuff. Extending the voting period, I think you all of the ideas you mentioned in your comment are good. I think that's the best one. Extending the voting period, I think, is probably the best idea. That's up to AVN. I'm sure it's hard enough. It takes them so long to get the nominations out that we really don't have a lot of time. It's a big deal. And finally, a question. Now a question. How do you go about picking the best director or performance regardless of category? Do you look at a body of work for the year and add points for good flicks, subtract for weaker efforts, or do you focus on picking a handful of titles you liked a lot, or what? I always struggle with this and try to incorporate social media presence, how they treat people and how active, blogging and other industry participation, where appropriate, just as I try to see all the better features for the acting categories. Anyway, I'm always looking for more comprehensive, and that old OCD is kicking in. It depends on the criteria for me. If it says best director body of work, then I would consider someone's entire body of work. Now, I may not see a director's entire body of work. In that case, sure, 4 or 5 movies at the very top would absolutely weigh heavily on my decision. I look at something like that, performer of the year, director of the year, best series. Best series, I try and find all the releases from that year and go with that. But with best director, I sort of see those as kind of like voting for the baseball MVP. You know, that it's your whole year. How good were you? Now, if you got a bunch of home runs, maybe you still, you know, maybe you're still worthy of an MVP vote. You know, maybe you do some stinkers. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head who's done a lot of that. Just let's take a quick look here on the ballot at best director body of work. It just says director of the year, but it's based on body of work. We're looking at guys like Jonathan Morgan, James Avalon, Mason, Joey Silvera, Will Ryder, Axel Braun, Jules Jordan, William H. So what I would look for there is I would look for as many titles as possible. If somebody on here had 4 movies that I ranked a 10, and they also had a couple really bad ones, I might be willing to throw out some of the bad ones. Same thing with a performer. If a performer's done a ton of stuff, really great, and they're also in a couple of stinkers or had 1 or 2 bad scenes, I might forgive that. I think that kind of covers what you were asking. So yeah, I guess I would subtract from some weaker efforts, more from a director probably than a performer, because quite often you've got performers who are underused or used poorly. You know, if they do 1 or 2 bad scenes, you're almost willing to say that was a co-star issue or whatever. As far as incorporating social media or presence, I try not to do that, because what I'm trying to do in this case is judge them based on what's on the screen. And that's an excellent, excellent point, to be honest, because over the years I've had people say, yeah, he probably didn't vote for that guy. Because perhaps, you know, they threatened to beat me up, which has happened before. Or there's a female performer, perhaps, who's not very nice. Or vice versa. You know, I don't want to give people too much credit if they're nice in social media. But I do think, for performer of the year, I think that's an interesting additional criteria. Because, and it doesn't, I mean, I guess it doesn't, it doesn't affect their performance on screen, although I certainly think it can for some critics or fans. If someone's great to their fans, it might make them more popular and hotter to people. And in this case, you know, how many voters didn't vote for Barry Bonds for MVP because he was such a douche? I think that's possible. I try not to, because, you know, it's too easy to get swayed. I try and make it a performance on the field. That's what I try for. So that's it. Thank you very much, Don. Also, Chris from X-Critic did write a quick Facebook message. And it's going to be sort of a general question. He asked, are there too many categories? And we're going to address that as I go on. This is going to be about a 20-minute podcast, I think, today, mostly feedback. So, wow, doing a lot of ums tonight, maybe some beer and the late hour. Probably shouldn't hold it up as I talk. Yes, I'm drinking. Somewhere at Cal State Fullerton, there are radio professors cringing or rolling over in their grave, perhaps. It's been so long. But are there too many categories? The short answer, Chris, is yes. The long answer is, but I'm not sure how some of these can be cut. Because if you're trying to compare apples to apples, you're going to have a hard time. Let's move on. Again, you can go to avn.com, find the awards, and just follow along. We're only going to get through a couple categories today. Best Director Feature. Now, in this case, what would I judge? This is a single movie category, so I would only judge this. So, for example, Band Sluts, directed by Joanna Angel, I would not consider her other work to influence my vote in this one. I would just base it on this movie. Bikini Outlaws, Barrett Blade, Code of Honor, Robbie D, Daddy's Girls, Biscow, Devil on a Chain, Kimberly Kane, great movie. Forsaken, Dana Vespoli, Evil Angel, Getting Schooled, Jonathan Morgan, Meant to Be, Stormy Daniels, lots of wicked pictures here. New Behind the Green Door, Paul Thomas, Perfect Secretary, Nick Orleans, Sexpionage, Scott Allen, Shades of Kink, James Avalon, Submission of Emma Marks, Eddie Powell and Jackie St. James, great movie. The Temptation of Eve, Jackie St. James, and Underworld, Brad Armstrong. We've said it before, Underworld is the odds-on favorite to win anything and everything. Probably this one as well. It is a really impressive adult movie, beautifully directed. All credit to everybody involved, starting with Brad Armstrong. Fantastic job. Is that going to be my vote? Yeah, probably. I haven't voted in this category yet, but it's very tough to vote against it. Other outstanding efforts from directors, Robbie D, as always, Code of Honor was good. Biscow, with Daddy's Girls, took on some challenging and edgy subjects. I really liked the way he directed that movie. Just saying. Some of the other ones, I mean, Stormy did a nice job with Meant to Be. Stormy always does a good job. Paul Thomas with New Behind the Green Door was interesting. Honestly, though, I think everybody's chasing Brad Armstrong and Underworld. Now, Best Director Foreign Feature. Is this a case where we have too many categories? To get to Chris's question. I don't know. We always sort of divide into foreign and non. And I think we kind of have to. Otherwise, the foreign productions often would get shut out. Again, single project, so criteria is pretty simple, just this one. A lot of these I have to watch still. Dorcel just dominates this category. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies from Mark Dorcel Company. Viv Thomas also has a couple. Just looking over this, none of these really stand out, and I haven't seen half of them. So I'm going to be honest and just say I haven't seen enough of these to even make a logical vote in this one. But I will. Got the Viv Thomas stuff. Got the Dorcel stuff from Wicked. So I will get on that. Best Director Foreign Non-Feature. Again, same thing. Do we need to separate them? Yeah, probably. 19th Birthday Present I did see from Private. Really hot. Mark Serona. Liked that a lot. Fuck Yeah from Nacho was nice. What else? Rocco's Perfect Slaves was really good. Savannah's Secret from Omar Galante was very good as well. You know, a lot of these, what makes for a foreign non-feature versus feature? Some of them are very, very close. Obviously, some you know right away, but like some of the harmony stuff, feature, non-feature, it's hard to tell. But you see the more familiar names there. Also, Beach Volley Sluts of Ibiza from Private. Gazman, I like his stuff a lot. Like that movie. That's one that I will definitely watch again. Okay, let's do two more. Best director in a non-feature. Now, this would be for the non-foreigns. Annika from Hard X, which is directed by Mason. Annika Albright just reviewed that fantastic movie. Babysit My Ass 2, Joey Silvera. Four Rooms, Los Angeles from Combat Zone. Gangbang of Bonnie Rotten, directed by Eddie Powell. Really good movie. Get My Belt from Ryan Madison. Also excellent. Girl Boy from Dana Vespoli. The Hooker Experience, Kevin Moore. MILF Revolution. Lisa Ann Jules Jordan. Directed by Lisa Ann, so that was her directorial debut. Nice to see. Oasis, Performers of the Year 13 by William H. Samantha Sane is Completely Wicked, Jonathan Morgan. The Seduction of Raylene, directed by Jim Powers. Sexploitation of Danny Daniels, directed by Ivan. Trashy from Rockstar by David Lord. And Ultimate Fuck Toy Kennedy Lee, directed by Jules Jordan. So it looks like nobody got nominated twice, which is always good to see. Tough one here. Jules Jordan did a great job with Ultimate Fuck Toy. Ivan did a fantastic job with Sexploitation of Danny Daniels. William H. did a great job with Performers of the Year 13, as did Mason with Annika. Ryan Madison really went out of his comfort zone for Get My Belt. The Gangbang of Bonnie Rotten was a nicely done piece by Eddie Powell. So you really can't go wrong in this category. Jules Jordan's always a good bet to win. Ivan would be a long shot. William H. would be another good one. Kevin Moore could also take it home. So lots of good choices. Lots of good movies. This is one of my absolute favorite categories. There's just a ton of good stuff here. And finally for today, Best Director Parody. Now we're probably going to see some duplicates here. Oh, yeah. Breaking Bad got nominated. David Lord. Not my favorite parody, to be honest. They tried. Just didn't quite make it. Clerks, done by Biscow. Very good. Liked the adjustments they made there. Evil Head, Doug Sackman. Thought that was very funny. Grease by Will Ryder. Really excellent movie. Justin Bieber, Fever by Barrett Blade. That was actually pretty funny. A Justin Bieber parody. Man of Steel, Triple X by Axel Braun. Not the Wizard of Oz by Will Ryder. Paranormal Activity, directed by Dick Chibbles and Marcus London. This Ain't Die Hard 3D by Stuart Canterbury. Fantastic guy, by the way. This Ain't Homeland by Axel Braun. Walking Dead, Joanna Angel, Tommy Pistol, and The Adventures of Hawkman and Hawk Girl, Jordan Septo. That's the one I have not seen yet. I will watch it. Haven't seen that one yet. With that one off the table, off the top of my head, liked Clerks better than Breaking Bad, liked Clerks better than Evil Head, liked Grease better than Clerks, liked Grease better than Bieber, liked Grease better than Man of Steel, liked Grease a little better than Wizard of Oz, better than Paranormal Activity, Grease. Grease and... Now, okay, how about this one? To Don's question, do I consider that Grease right now would be at or near the top of my list? So would Wizard of Oz. So would I consider that Will Ryder should get maybe a bonus points for having two movies at or near the top of my list? Not sure, to be honest. If that's fair, because it's supposed to be a single movie category. So that's interesting. But as a voter, I do have to think, okay, what if I vote Grease 1 and Wizard of Oz 3? What if somebody else, you know, knocks the other one down a little lower, or they reverse it? What if somebody else likes Wizard of Oz better and they don't knock Grease down a few notches? It is definitely something that we, you know, may think about. Now, Axel's also on here twice, and that could work against them. If you take all the people who think that Axel's movies are the best and you split the votes between his two movies, do the same thing with Will, somebody else could come in there. So, some nice... That's kind of the best of the best in the parodies in this category. Although, some of them weren't great, but some good efforts there. All right, we went way over. Thanks very much to Don Houston for some interesting discussions. We may break off and do a couple just on our own. I will continue to read any feedback that comes in. Drop me an email, rogerogreviews.com. Twitter, feedback page here. I may not read the whole thing now. I may just kind of try and make it a little shorter. And again, any ladies who want to send in a picture or any directors who want to send pictures from the set, we can talk about them. I give you a little promo. Happy to do that. That's about it. I am Roger Pipe. Please check out rogereviews.com for all your review needs. Check out our sponsors, hopmovies.com, AdultDVDEmpire.com. Also check out PipelineMultimedia.com for all of your porn and mainstream PR needs. That's it. Once again, I'm Roger Pipe, and wherever you are, Merry Christmas, and here's one final sip of the Shock Top Apple Wheat just for you. Merry Christmas. A special Merry Christmas shout out to Natalie Dawn, my webmaster who makes the site work, and this last beer is for you. Can't wait to see you in Vegas. That's all. Merry Christmas.